historically, since before I've got here. It's happened for decades. We use these similar people, but pay them on a per inspection fee. I'd rather run them through this employee mechanism and expand it some during this potential peak period we're going to have coming up. By running it through as employees, it gives us better liability coverage and workers' comp coverage, because these people we've been using for years, just paying them on a per permit fee, you know, we didn't have formal contracts for them. Informal ones, but not formal ones. It's how it's been. This will work better for that in building inspection. It will also provide some additional resources where he could use overtime for existing staff, more than the budget has, to meet some of these peak periods that we anticipate coming up. In the planning department, the council actor sheet highlights a couple different strategies. An intern doesn't provide you immediate support. An intern walks in day one, you have some training too, they get up to speed, but they can begin to take over those small tasks that can free up your planners to focus on the big jobs and not be interrupted so much. And then, as you did last year, where you provided some opportunity for some extra contract work, that opens up that opportunity. And if one of those contractors maybe doesn't have insurance, we can bring them on as a limited term emergency employee. Again, following the personnel rules, the sheet notes that in that manner, it would then be, if it's going to extend for more than a 30-day period, sort of a one-project period, it would be brought back to you for the authority to continue to do it, because the mayor's authority for emergency appointments for of that sort of nature is limited to 30 days. So we tried to cover all of those opportunities just using available resources. We capped those authorities to these limited, to these resources added to the budget. So I think I've covered all of the concerns brought up during the citizen comment period. And there are no additional tax dollars, all permit fees.
Motion approved.
Boy, that was motion to approve without any discussion on a budget item that allows the city to pay 35% over market rate. That's pretty shocking to me. Especially when this has never been before the personnel committee. And I understand we lost a couple people, but Nick has been gone for quite some time. All of a sudden, this became an emergency. Now, previously, we've used sewer pack for planning departments. And according to the table for sewer pack, sewer PAC is already being funded out of taxpayer dollars. And you can find that online on Table 2 under the Southeast Wisconsin Regional Planning Commission. Mr. Deal is well aware of this Regional Planning Commission because he used to work there. And he knows he has access to them. And their job is planning. So to pay 35% market rate when we have a regional planning organization available at our fingertips sounds ludicrous to me. And we've already approved previously for the inspection department to bring someone on, and to me that seems like we could just continue that. But the wording in here says to approve a plan. The motion is motion to authorize a plan for supplemental services. I don't see the plan. Could we see the plan before we give the money? Or is this another one of these, give me the money and then you get the plan? And I did spend quite a bit of time on what the authorities are of all the different departments, the personnel committee, and I also had the same item highlighted as one of our citizens. We had citizens in here requesting not to remove planning staff, And guess who the number one head authority is on the charter ordinance for the city? Right here. This is the plans. It's the ordinance that's online. Ahead of the mayor is the citizens of this community. And the citizens of this community ask you to please not cut staff from a couple of the boards and commissions. And that's the item I asked to be discussed. And we're already moving and seconded before we're taking into consideration all the extremely valid points that I brought up. One, more time with the city attorney. He's already swamped. He costs more than some lower-level staff person. And there is no mechanism for the Quorum Monitoring Committee to have a secretary or anything because the board's not made up that way. What I want to say is I'm fine with additional support for these, but I don't like the process. I don't like the full mayoral authority. Again, when you go to the chart, which this is how we're supposed to run the city, the citizens go over the mayor, and the mayor goes down to the director of city development, economic development, Cali, which was a question asked by one of the citizens, where he could get information from planning. Cali oversees the planning manager department. According to the flow chart that's in the city ordinance online, it says director of city development, planning manager. And we haven't seen any recommendations on that. As far as the human resources coordinator, building inspection, that goes from mayor down to the director of administration, again, with the citizens being the head on that. So when you say you're going to hire people at 35% of market rate, to me, that's a slap in the face to the current employees that work here, because what you're telling them is quit and we'll bring you back and pay you more. The clerk, she could leave and come back as a consultant because who knows the amount of information she has and the information she scattered in the city. But why should she sit here at the rate she's at when she could quit and come back as a consultant for 35% more of her pay? Yeah.
Do it. The election
of our do it now. Right now. Walk out.
Right now.
Open the room.
I had some other points to make, but I guess we'll wait for Mr. Bruder to counteract.
Sure, there's a bit of stuff in there that I can answer and or correct. For example, the table talking about the director of city development, that is not Cali's position. We don't have that position filled. That is a separate position, last filled by Doug Wheaton. The position was not eliminated. A new one was created. We just no longer have that position filled or funded. So that org chart has never been amended or corrected, and you have an economic development director now, which is a different position.
Are you saying that the information online under the ordinance is incorrect?
The organizational charts have not been updated since a number of personnel changes have occurred over the years. Yes. So the information online is not 100% accurate. It is accurate if you fund and fill that position as the position description is currently approved by the Common Council. That position would fit into that role and be there above the planning director.
So right now, so it's accurate, you just don't have someone sitting in this seat because you took that EDC position and didn't give Cali those descriptions, basically.
That's misleading perspective because you unfunded the position Doug Wheaton had for a number of years. That position sat vacant, so the planning manager was reporting directly to the mayor, and then you created a new position separate from the planning department and not part of city development director. So we've had this discussion during budget time. It is a separate and different position.
You can't just like override the city charter ordinance like that. But whenever you go on with your.
We did. These were every one of those actions were Common Council approved. You created the job description, you filled it. When you adopted budgets, where you unfunded the other position, so
everything is by the book.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, the city attorney who's paid a lot would not allow us to not do something by the books, so let's just...
The suggestion that planning is all of a sudden overwhelmed, I think we've made that clear multiple times. In fact, the one citizen comment that I can kill two birds with one stone here, one citizen asked, why work done at the commission where a newsletter story was discussed and amended at the quarry monitoring committee didn't make it into the newsletter? Because by the time Joel finished other planning assignments and came to me and said, hey, the quarry monitoring committee wanted these changes to the newsletter was already at the public publisher. And so
Mr. Liberta, we had the conversation before it even went to the committee, and then I told you there was incorrect information in the draft that was in the council, in the quarry committee packet. We had that exact discussion. You disagreed with me, and I said I will get back with you after we talk to the people on the quarry. And before you went to print, you should have verified that. Because I had already told you it was not correct.
My intent there was to point out that that's an example of the fact that the planning department is busy, and a specific example where it's caused conflict. The question about what is the plan, we want to see the plan. I apologize if my wording wasn't clear, but I called this authorization for a plan. It says in bold letters, approval of this supplemental services plan. And in the requested action, it says authorize the plan as set forth above within this council action sheet subject to and contingent upon funding. So this is the plan. All those actions set forth. I didn't write some separate book. I laid out all the steps that we would take and put them in this two-page document that is our plan of attack for the use of these funds if you approve the budget modification. So that was my intent. If that was not clear to the Alderman, I apologize for that. And the last piece in there is the comments about 35% over market rate is sort of misleading. The market rate term used in the pay plan adopted by this common council, which is 65% of the way through the pay range. The top portion of the pay range, the 35%, the adopted policy of the common council relative to our pay plan is that we don't hire new employees into that range because new employees are still getting experience here moving up. What we've suggested here is the planning manager and the director of inspection services, for example, Scott, will get very senior. These are retired people, people who had a career, people he does not need to coach and train how to do their job. And to get them to come in to do 2 hours of inspections for us, he will be paying them toward the top of the approved salary range, just like we have a number of employees working at that. So it's not like it's taking the top of a person's pay range and paying 35% above it. No one will exceed the pay ranges already approved for the functional tasks that you assign them for job descriptions that you've approved. So if Scott comes or Joel comes across somebody who says, no, I only want to do this for some amount way beyond what we would pay our top employees in the same thing, he would not be able to do it. This is limited to the adopted pay ranges of the Common Council's pay plan.
Ms. Liberta, when is the appropriate time to take this to the personnel committee and have them talk about people that are leaving and what the plan is to put this in place? Because Nick has been gone a long time, and there's been really, other than hiring the person who is way under the authority of knowing what Nick knows, and now I'm going to guess the idea is to bring Nick back and now pay him a lot more money. I think the appropriate thing would be to start putting into place permanent employees unless we're going to just consult all this out. Because we have the ability to use SewerPAC for planning consultant services instead of doing this. As I pointed out, already being paid for by the people in the audience and all of our tax dollars up here. So you're pretty much without taking advantage of that service. You're asking all of us to pay twice. You know, we have this ability. Why won't you take that even under consideration?
Alderman Wilhelm, I'll answer that question. Now that the grandstanding is over,
It's not grandstanding.
It absolutely is. We did discuss this. We had staff work on sewer pack as an alternative, as an assistance. They don't want the business. They don't want the business. They don't have time either. We're not complete idiots, Kristen. Other people know how to do their jobs, and your staff does an excellent job. You ought to compliment them instead of berating them. The planning staff...
I'm questioning, not berating. So you can use whatever language you like.
By the Common Council's actions, they are dictated that they must do Ballpark Commons before any other business in the city. That includes O'Reilly Auto Parts, which you called me on 2 days ago. Why can't we get this done? Every one of you has got an issue with the planning staff being able to get work through. We got a plan here, and we're getting static about it. It's been well thought out. Mr. Dietl thought it out. We've talked about it many, many times. As for Nick Fuchs, Nick Fuchs left, and we replaced him after a rather substantial hiring process that yielded us three applicants. Three applicants. We've got to get this work done. We can sit around and talk about calling sewer back. We've done it. This is not a new problem. Anybody got any questions about that?
Yeah, I have.
I'm sure you do. Go ahead.
I never said that I didn't think we should move forward this. I am not happy with the process and the fact that we're not taking advantage of using our personnel committee, which is in, they're privy to do this and bring back recommendations to us. Right now, this basically says in here to allow the mayor the ability to hire any individuals basically at this rate. And how about adding this to the motion, that you call a special meeting of the personnel committee so they can review this so we're all comfortable. Or how about adding to the motion that we have the ability to sign off, or that we get a report back on the hiring, or any of those things would more appropriately suit the situation than to just flat out, hey, let's do a plan and give free rein to hiring and council, hey, you might not find out about it, but that's okay. It's the process part that bothers me. The council holds the purse strings. We should know how much we're spending. And so I would ask at minimum we get a report back on what the hiring is, and I'd ask the maker of the motion to ask to insert back, sending this to a personnel committee meeting for their review, a report back, and as far as the cost and the hiring is, so this council knows. That's it. I mean, that seems very fair and reasonable for all of us to understand where we're spending our money.
Thank you, Your Honor. So, I love our personnel committee, but you said it best. We control the purse strings. We're the ones that make the decisions, and it's before us right now. There's a report right here.
I'm asking.
I understand. There's a report right here. And, you know, we talked about staff reports and plan commission. We voted on that a few items ago, and I didn't want to talk about it this time. I might as well. Ronald Reagan, and I'm not going to compare this body to the President of the United States, who's no longer with us, but he liked something on one sheet of paper, double-spaced, give me the issue. Now, could he go to his staff, his cabinet, and say, well, I need more information? Of course he could. But he had one sheet of paper that was put on his desk to make a decision. So when we dealt with the last issue, or a few issues ago, that's what we were told. We're going to have all the information available to us if we, the decision makers, not the general public, but the decision makers, need to make a decision. We can call Joel or Paul or Glenn or Mark, whoever. We can pick up the phone. We can call them to get more information. I've been doing this for 20 years. That's how it works. We have beat up Mark. I have many times about his memos. They're like 10 pages long that, well, with all due respect, you have come to me dozens of times saying he's hiding something in this memo. There's something that's just not right because it's so long. He comes to us today with a plan, that's 2 pages long that I read and I understand, that I used to beat him up for saying, don't give me 20 pages. He did it in two, not one, double space, but two. I read the 35% sentence here. It says, where appropriate. Not that we're automatically going out and spending to the top dollar, but if we have to, we could. We have lost so much institutional knowledge in the last 4 years. We lost Jack Bennett. We lost Fred Baumgarten. I mean, Ron Romeis. We lost Bill Werker. We've lost so much institutional knowledge that you just cannot just fill it with new bodies. We've hired a new planner. I've never had one conversation with him. I've never even been introduced to him. I don't even know who the guy is. If he walked in the room right now, he was sitting out there, I would have no clue.
You know, so would you and he's, insert
and
the...
And he's been... He's been... I have...
I know.
He's
I
had...
Just, but when I had the floor, please. I did ask for an amendment, which was ignored. That's all I'm saying. So
you
I was calling for... I know, and
by
so I was asking if he would consider my...
You interrupted me. Which is fine. You know, we've been here a long time, and I've done it too many times, so we're even. Don't worry about it. So I'm not going to make the amendment. I look at this as we're the decision makers. There's a plan in front of us. We've been told, last week that another planner who's been here longer than I've been up here, I've been in 2008 with a little gap in between. Besides Joel, there's no one left down there. All right? So, and nothing in here excludes us going to sewer pack. Nothing says we can't use them. And I haven't talked to the mayor about this. I don't know if anybody's talked to sewer pack, unless you're saying he's lying.
I have a question for you.
Unless you're saying he's lying. If staff has reached out to him, it used to work. So Joel is shaking his head that he's reached out to him. They don't want it. So I don't see the issue here. I don't think there's any need to go to personnel committee. I said I have a lot of respect for our personnel committee. But at the end of the day, all the committees that come, they're the recommending bodies. Recommending bodies. I don't go to all these meetings because at the end of the day, all their information funnels to us, and that's why we get put in office, to make a decision. And I don't need to send it back to personnel. So I'm not going to make an amendment.
That was my amendment.
Well, I'm not going to make an amendment to send it to personnel. I made a motion to move forward on this. I read a memo that years ago was probably 6 pages at least, Mark.
Probably.
All right, and now it's down to two.
My amendment was to request a report back. I don't think that would be a problem. A report back so we know what.
Make a separate, after we pass this, make a second
right.
Motion.
No, guys, we've been together collectively for almost 2 years.
Sure.
You know, I'll tell you. It's enough, Mr. Johnson. It's enough. This is a warning, a formal warning.
Fine, that's fine.
Okay? Formal warning.
You have one back. There you go.
Okay. So, you want to finish that one?
I am.
No,
I'm good. I think there's a motion on the floor.
Quick comment. First of all, staff, thank you. I reach out to you guys all the time, and what's concerning now is Warren Stonewall leaving. District 6 area, we have two huge residential projects, high-end, coming through. I'm gravely concerned that we're not going to have the inspection. We can't have this stuff held up. I'm all about the LTEs coming to do this. But just what is your plan? Are you posting Orange Spot? I mean, are we moving forward quickly with this?
Absolutely.
Because very, very concerned that these two huge projects that are starting literally today, not an April Fool's joke, today, that need to get going. And I can't think of a bigger project, side-by-side project in the city's history. So
I would agree, and that's why this was actually supposed to be in your meeting in the middle of April, but in the morning when we got resignation. I just finished the council action on the sound system that I had to get done for today, and then just dropped everything and whipped these two out on Thursday so that they could be in this packet and be done. So I think staff understands, and that's why we took every opportunity from the adopted policies in the handbook and using the strategy you used last year with some consultant contracts to try and give us the ability to be as flexible as possible. I'm happy to provide reports back, because letting you know how we're able to use the tools that are in your adopted policy. policies is useful. I did intend probably to bring this and point it out to the personnel committee, because it does take advantage of some of the things in their civil service policy they don't get to see used very much. So I was going to bring it to their attention. So
thank you.
I think those things will happen.
Alderman Barber, then Alderman Grove.
I'm a member of the personnel committee, as well as two other members of this common council that are on that committee. And I have no problem with acting on this this evening. I'm sure that my suggestion to Mark would be to bring it to personnel so that it can be discussed, and we are aware of it. But I can't see where this would be objected to, and I don't want to speak for the council. I mean for the personnel committee. But I can't see where this would be objected to because of the situation that we're facing right now overall with personnel issues. I mean, we're aware of the people that have left. We're aware of what is going to be necessary to run the department. And so I don't think this would be an issue, but I just want to get that on the record that my vote is also considering my role as the personnel committee when it comes to this vote.
There are some financial things we didn't discuss, and that is that Orrin is gone, so his $72,000 a year is available, and Nick is gone, and I'm sure the new guy who came in isn't playing that. In addition to, you know, building permits, one which was like $20,000 for a new building permit, should be able to cover these, but yet we're taking 2018 funds that would roll over into 2019 and give us a great start on our 2020 budget and using that. I'm a little confused by why we're doing that, because eventually if we take that money and we're not rolling it over and we're using that, that makes it a little harder for us to balance the budget next time and could cause the tax levy to go up. But I know no one wants to consider that. But before I give my vote on this, and I did want to make the second motion, I would like to know from the mayor, if I vote to support this funding for additional staff and employees, are you going to return the 2 hour of quarry monitoring committee staff and the 2 hour for the parks commission staff? Because you're going to end up putting a higher burden on the city attorney. And so I guess I'd like to know the answer to that, because otherwise it just seems a little petty. Yeah, give me this money, but no, I'm not going to do that. And I realize you're trying to balance things. I do that. I do realize that. And I'm giving you the benefit of the doubt on that. But there has to be another way other than pulling support from those committees that are the people's business. And then I would, after we vote on the next.